With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This fantasy football best ball edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
We're back in the streets, Sean.
Mean
streets of best ball. Too many people in the streets nowadays. Too many people have gotten smart. They understand where the good data is. It's annoying. I miss the old streets when you could Rochambeau, maybe a three card Monty, rip someone off wholeheartedly right outside of Yankee Stadium. No big deal.
We are, we're going to be doing a live. We're taping this Sundays live. Again, hopefully you subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can draft with us, AKA against us, take our cash. One of us is gonna win one of these big best ball mania tournaments. It's just a fun way to talk football on Sunday. We are out of YouTube jail. Some reason YouTube took down one of our NBA videos.
A bug. Quotes.
They didn't want the world to hear about the first half Mavs money line that I gave out, along with which I basically borrowed from Terrell. Shout out to the NBA gambling guys. We are going to be live from Las Vegas tomorrow, aka today, depending on when you're listening to the pod. Monday through Wednesday, going to be doing a ton of NBA content. The NBA guys will be out there with us. We're going to be doing some crossover shows. Maybe some other, maybe we'll work in a little football. We always find ways to talk about the National Football League. Shout out to the NFL and shout out to WinBet, where you can bet $50, get $200 in free bets. Oh man, they got so much action going on. The match, of course, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, golfing it up at the Win. You can bet on that with the Win betting app. What else they got? Oh yeah, bet $50, win $200 promotion. My personal favorite, the parlay wheel. Imagine you put in a parlay, which is awesome, and then you get to spin a giant wheel. It's just match made in heaven. Can't wait to go back to the Win. I have a lucky wheel of fortune machine. It was paying out really well. Then it underwent some maintenance. Feel like it was too hot. They had to bring in the cooler. But they have the WinBet Casino, 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. So many opportunities to win on the Win with the Win. Download the WinBet app or visit WynNBet.com to get started today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WinBet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know is a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And if you're in a WinBet Casino State. Hit us up, join us in the Slack, hit up Ryan or I. We are putting together a special project, which could involve blackjack.
I'm going to whip up a Slack channel right now called Special Projects.
Keep it under wraps for now, but we'll have an announcement coming up on that. A lot of fun there. We got Andrew Robb, best ball master, fantasy football master.
Hello, sir.
In there as well. I'm sure he's going to be hopping in over on underdogfantasy.com. And yeah, match the deposit over on Underdog up to $100, promo code SGPN. These best ball mini drafts are fun. $25. I think what is max entry, Ryan? It's like
150. I, you know, and I think you have to, we have to talk about the plan to get there, right? Yeah. Because if you're going to play this kind of thing, you gotta get there. How many of the 150 should you have completed by the time, and teaser alert, by the time draft day happens, which is, we'll say, give or take a month and a half to 2 months. You
know, I was listening to one of their pods or one of the fantasy pods talking about Best Ball Mania 2, the strategy of.
Wow.
Of filling up 150, and certainly there's maybe some value in waiting towards the end, but then you don't want to be jamming all 150 lineups there and the last couple of weeks, and maybe it'll fill up before then. I think right now a healthy, like,
I've heard the take a number of times,
3 or 4 drafts per week.
You're going to get busy as shit the closer the season gets. So you do have to factor that in to the EV strategy, right? Like, sure, you might have more information and the market might be more efficient right before a draft, but what's the reasonable expectation that you're banging on Underdog drafts when you're doing divisional previews, you're doing college football,
preseason
conference
DFS
previews.
You could get lost. This could get swept under the rug. That's why this is so fun for the summer. Yeah, it gives you a taste of the NFL.
Sean, should we just get in?
Let's get in, hop in, do the Underdog fantasy draft, and shout out to Sleeper Ride. While we're doing this draft, I'm also sweating out some of my Sleeper NBA picks. I've been having a ton of fun there. Even got the wife, who is skeptical of all gambling, got her to sign up. And
that seems dangerous. Oh, people can see my balance right
now. Go to sleeper.com/8
people. Get in, Sean. Get in, Sean.
All right.
Sorry. Sleeper.com/SGP.
100% deposit match up to $100. You can copy different people's picks. For instance, I just hit copy on Moonoff's picks.
It's always smart.
And
did you win?
Well, We're taping while we're going to be sweating this out. So hopefully I win. And that's what's cool about the squad chat. You can share your picks. If you have a sweet 3 player prop parlay you want to tag me in, obviously I'm Sean T. Green in Sleeper. Tag me. I will auto follow you. And then again, between now and May, whoever takes home the biggest Sleeper win will toss in an extra $200 and a SGP hoodie. Sleeper.com/SGP. Now let's talk about the issue at hand, Ryan.
Are you in?
Now I think this is our first. Yes, I'm in. This is our first draft with the schedule. So again,
good thing we have a schedule grid.
If you really want to win this thing, I do think there's something to be said about taking a look at week 17, aka when the finals are, and looking at what kind of team might be good in week 17. The Eagles, for instance, are at home against the Saints. Your Giants at home against the Colts.
Max entry is 150. It's 8% filled now. I mean, to your point, yes, obviously the money is doled out. And look at this money right here. I got it on the screen.
Rams, Sean. Chargers. That could be a shootout game.
Bills,
Bengals. Yeah,
there are a couple stack friendly teams.
Vikings at Packers. Again, let's say the Packers need that game. They're not already locked up their playoff position. Or how about this? 49ers, Raiders. Raiders at home, maybe non conference road spot for the Niners. Who knows where they'll be at? Chiefs, Broncos could be an interesting DFS spot.
Russ and the Broncos. I mean, honestly, there are more intriguing matchups than I would have anticipated. So I don't know. I think you can overthink this too, though. I think, cause what are you going to do? Are you going to say, oh yeah, I really want to go after a Buffalo stack, cause I love that they're playing Cincinnati. Let me get a little bring back from Cincinnati on my team too.
I don't know. I just think it's something to keep an eye on. Cardinals, Falcons, Kyler Murray in a dome. If you're between two quarterbacks, don't you give that a little bit of
Danny
a bump?
Dimes on the road in the dome.
He's at home. And there's no way he's starting that against
Matt Ryan. Easy.
His vertebrae will be collapsed.
I will have Danny Dimes.
And shout to Andrew Rabb in the YouTube chat. He has officially joined the SGPN ship. He is going to be cranking out some best ball and fantasy football articles. So who better than a guy who's literally anytime we fire up the best ball ship, he's immediately hopped in and probably. I don't know, Ryan. Has he done more best ball drafts than you? Is that hearsay? Yeah.
No, that's almost certain.
That's why he's an expert.
I haven't been grinding heavy in the streets yet. You know what I mean? I'm getting there. I'm working my way up. I don't know if you realize this, but I am sweating a massive USFL championship.
Well,
ticket.
And I know no one cares about the USFL. The downloads suggest that, but.
That was only for Colby.
Yeah.
And so, I appreciate
most
it.
Of it is most of the shit on USFL is just to fire up Colby. My stars, Ryan, 18-1. And now they're two games ahead of the third and fourth team in that division. Like they've essentially almost locked up a playoff spot and you're sitting on an 18-1. I mean,
I'm regretting not having,
you got Generals at 9-1, right?
8-1,
8-1, which is
irrationally large bet.
They look good. Yeah. But
it's like roster baiting, but for futures, right? Like, look at all this value I have, which by the way, I will remind you this week on the USFL pick show of how much value I have. But I mean, Sean, have we mentioned the Vegas trip?
Yes,
enough?
You did. Vegas is going to be awesome. Going to be NBA centric. Although honestly, I will be heading over to the win counter and getting down on some of these futures. We've already seen movement with the Eagles win total from like 8.5 in some places to 9.5. It's crazy.
I put it on the screen. The draft is full, Sean, so we'll figure draft picks and all that. But 2 million to first, 1 million to second, 500,000 to third. That's a nice top prize.
Not a bad day at the office.
I hate my pick.
Now, Ryan, you're sitting in third. I'm sitting in second, so I can just snake all the guys you want. Which is really? Awesome,
you're right next to me. This is bullshit.
This is great because I don't have to consider drafting Christian McCaffrey. I can either go Jonathan Taylor, Cooper Kupp, AKA BPA. And who else? TD King, 23, is in there. You know, friend of the program as well. I'm trying to recognize some of these other usernames, but feel free if you're in the draft.
Ramrod, could that be Rod? Ramrod?
Could be. Or that sounds like something our buddy Dick Gersberger would be using.
Eckler time? Well. Is that Justin Decker maybe? All right.
Gindiana Jones. He is team Ramrod. Trent is drafting from the seventh spot.
It's all people.
Andrews in the five. See, this is the problem. Everyone knows the kind of guys we like, Ryan. Am I crazy? I'm sitting on the number two spot. No. Am I crazy to draft Austin Eckler?
No, no. You do you. I took Najee Harris last time, remember?
At two?
At maybe three it was.
I got to take Cooper Kupp.
No, you don't. You absolutely do not. Do you, Sean? It's 2022.
No, I'm going to take Cooper Kupp. I mean, he's just going to get so many catches. I know it's half point PPR. What are you doing at three? You could make a good case for Eckler or Najee.
No, I'm doing the same thing. I'm going to load up on some Najee shares. I would consider the pass catchers, Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase. But last time we did this, what did I comment repeatedly? I really like the teams that grabbed a stud running back early or two. Because you're going to find pass catchers later, and you just have to remind yourself that.
That's true.
The running back shelf is real. I love his potential. The only thing that scares me is the fact that they're maybe not going to be like a top 10 defense, but his usage was out of control. And I think you have Mitch running around that only helps him. Jamar Chase goes.
Yes. Jamar Chase off the board. What it would, I feel like we've been high on Aaron Jones. I was listening to some other shows that they were also high on Aaron Jones. There's a world where he picks up, and I think you were on this as well, where he picks up a lot of the Devontae Adams receiving targets. Yeah. And he has he leads the Packers in both receiving and rushing yards. That's a world that could happen.
I wouldn't even be surprised if he doesn't lead in rushing yards and he still has a monster year because it's 100 catches,
yeah.
You know, like one of those astronomical catch years.
Well, and maybe he's more valuable in full point PPR, but
Christian McCaffrey goes eighth. This is a sign that it's our people, right?
Justin Jefferson goes fifth, Eckler sixth, Derrick Henry seventh. And yes, finally Christian McCaffrey eighth, Stephon Diggs number nine.
It's going to be like, someone's going to see this draft board and be like, so this is a fix. They're conspiring like Trent in the YouTube chat saying we're manipulating the draft. I mean, the coordinate, this is like the rebuttal to 9/11, right? The coordination it would take for this to be a coordinated attack on the underdog best ball system. There's no way we could figure that out.
Trent says, what is to stop people from manipulating the draft? I think honestly, if it was super obvious, they would just disqualify you.
But also seven of us would have to all get on the same page. It's not happening.
Well, and also too, to some degree,
how do you do it?
You would have to know who's going to be really awesome.
It's like the guy who tells me I'm going to fix my Super Bowl squares pool. And it's like, bro, if you knew the complexities that you're accusing me of.
Joe Mixon goes Dalvin Cook. That's interesting. Joe Mixon ahead of Dalvin Cook. Travis Kelce goes CeeDee Lamb. Aaron Jones, early second round. Deebo Samuel, Devontae Adams.
What am I doing? I'm not showing the board, Sean. Why are you not yelling at me?
Well, usually the YouTube.
I'm sorry. I'm out of control right now. I'm even gonna. There might be a little opportunity for a zoom in here. Let me see.
I mean, I maybe I go zero RB to your point, Ryan. If it comes around,
now you might be intrigued.
I mean, if I'm in the second round, who am I drafted here? I'm already disgusted by what's left of the running backs to take in the second round.
Then you go zero RB. That's my take on that. If you like them, go, you grab one. But if you don't like them at all, you just
Deebo Samuel, Devontae Adams, DeAndre Swift all gone, Mike Evans gone. That feels high for Mike Evans. Mark Andrews, wow, already in the second round. Tyreek Hill.
People are pretty high on Mark Andrews becoming just even more of a target.
Yeah, with no Hollywood Brown, I see the case. Second round in a non tight end premium league feels a hair high for me. Tyreek Hill, and then Leonard Fournette. So interesting run on running backs here.
There's a couple, I feel like there's a couple different ways we could go here, and I'll just take, cause I kind of know where you're going to go. I'm going to react here. He would have been my third round pick. Want to take him. Cause I think the guy that I want to take as my second pick will still be there for the comeback. I'm just going to, I love the idea of stacking Atlanta. Now, especially
Ryan
with one of the rookies,
Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, sorry, Kyle Pitts was my selection. I just think the stack builds up nicely. And Sean, who do they play week 17? Let's see here.
I just took Nick Chubb.
Oh, Arizona. What a nice team to potentially be playing in a garbage, meaningless game week 17. With everything on the line, Kyle Pitts double stacked with Mariota.
Browns are at the Commanders, so I could see them running it down their throats. Nick Chubb goes, Javonte Williams goes, Jalen Waddle goes, and now I'm back on the clock.
You got to take your guy, right?
AJ Brown.
Why are you fucking around? How did you not take him in the second round?
Because I knew he'd be in the third round. Let's go, AJ Brown, AKA always open. Man, I like this squad so far. Nick Chubb,
dog.
Cooper Kupp.
Dog.
AJ Brown.
Dog.
Let's go.
Yeah, and I'll take a bite of that potential shootout. And the difference between taking Ja'Marr Chase in the first four picks versus T. Higgins now in the third round. That's why I took Pitts first, because I figured Higgins would come back to me. I didn't know if Pitts would.
Ryan, we got best ball summer coming up. And we also have sweaty sack summer. That's right. It's approaching and it's time for you to prioritize the comfort of your crotch. That's why the kings of crotch comfort, Manscaped, that spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. They actually sent me a pair of the boxer briefs. I'm very particular. What I park my Manscaped equipment in, and the Manscaped boxers are legit. They also call it the jewel pouch. They trademarked it. Imagine you're working at the trademark office and the name comes in for jewel pouch. That's how you know they're serious. Again, let your boys breathe. And of course, fire up the lawnmower 4.0. Perfect time to, you gotta clean your jewels, get rid of all that extra shrubs, and you're good to go. Use the promo code SGP, free shipping and 20% off. I know Mother's Day just happened, but maybe you're married and your wife is a mom. Just be like, hey, here we go. Or you're one of our very small percentage number of female listeners, and you want to get a perfect gift for the dad in your life. Manscaped.com, promo code SGP. After AJ Brown, T. Higgins, Alvin Kamara, Saquon Barkley, Keenan Allen, James Connor, Josh Allen, first quarterback off the board. And oh my God, Zeke Elliott in the third round, Deontay Johnson, Cam Akers.
I mean, I considered taking Barkley, but Barkley's in a contract year with Brian Daboll, Danny Dimes. I mean,
Zeke? We've had this exact same conversation for 4 years in a row.
What do you mean?
We've had that Saquon different. Barkley is undervalued. Oh, crazy.
A third round pick. It's called the league winner, Sean. Get us caught up. What else happened? Zeke right next to Josh Allen too. It's disgusting.
Yeah, Zeke in the third round. You're crazy.
What's the worst pick on the board so far?
You did the consensus of you stretching for Kyle Pitts. I mean, Waddle. I feel like was a bit high too. I mean, Zeke in the end of the third round. I don't understand that. Let's see what else we got. Deontay Johnson, Cam Akers, Michael Pittman, DJ Moore, Darren Waller, Terry McLaurin goes. Interesting. Like best BPA according to Underdog right now, Patrick Mahomes, Marquise Brown, DK Metcalf, Cooper, Kittle, Lamar, Herbert, Mike Williams just went. Ryan, are you considering going quarterback in the fourth round?
No. No, I don't think I'll take an early quarterback with this team. I mean, I guess we'll see what happens with the run, the next couple picks, but I don't think so. I think we're going to load up with some more, I think a running back and maybe a pass catcher.
DK Metcalf goes. I like DK Metcalf. Can he still put up good numbers with Drew Lock? That's a legit question.
Potentially a limiting factor, right? Big time. Yeah,
100%. Marquise Brown just went. Now he's interesting too. Normally I would think this is a bit of a reach, but if you get D-Hop out for 6 weeks, I don't know. Certainly obviously helps his value.
I don't love that pick.
Justin Herbert just went. I don't think I'm going to go quarterback. Although I don't know.
I mean,
Hall is ranked pretty high.
I don't like Breece Hall at all. I don't.
All these running backs in this mid range. I mean, they're all pretty replaceable in my mind. David Montgomery, who just went.
Jesus.
Cortland Sutton just went.
Am I up on the clock?
Yep. What are you doing, Ryan?
All right. This is crazy to me that Cortland Sutton just went before Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's not going to get suspended, right?
It's nothing apparently.
Okay.
It sounds like it's nothing. I'm not a lawyer, Sean.
You know what? I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes. Fuck it. Why is that crazy? Right?
No, I just like the way you just said fuck it.
I wasn't dying to go quarterback, but
I thought you were going to take Kittle. I'll be honest. I see him near the top of the queue.
Nope. But I do have I might be cooking up something over here. Allen Robinson goes. I'm back on the clock. I'm going to lean into this Kansas City offense. Give me the Mahomes Juju stack here. Probably an overdraft of Juju, but not when you consider I'm stacking it with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. What do we do? What do we do? What's the story with Chris Godwin?
Coming off an ACL.
So, but you know what? I understand why people are letting Amari Cooper slip, but Amari Cooper,
that is a bad pick
in the fifth round. I don't think so. I think 100% he's going to be used a lot. And I think,
do you think Deshaun Watson gets suspended?
I don't, I'm okay with this pick in the fifth round. Even if he is suspended, I think he could see a shitload of targets.
I guess Jacoby Brissett's not horrible either.
I think they're going to find a way for him to touch the ball. And I think we've seen, you know, we've seen bad quarterbacks force feed people before. I mean, Michael Pittman scored a number of points with bad quarterbacks for the Colts. So I think it's possible. And, you know, from a pure ranking standpoint, I also think it makes sense. The question that becomes like, do you like God? To me, I'm trying to avoid the injury guys, I guess.
But you just drafted Godwin, didn't you?
No, I took Amari Cooper and you said it was a bad pick.
Yeah, I mean,
consider J.K. Dobbins as well. I mean, he could be very healthy. I know people might be scared to see he's going to start camp on the PUP list, but he got hurt in like early in the offseason, and they still really like him.
Getting a little QB run here, Joe Burrow, then Dobbins, then Gabe Davis, fifth round pick, Gabe Davis, Lamar Jackson, George Kittle. I mean, Gabe Davis is such a fun watch. I don't know if that was a bit of an outlier in the playoffs, or if he's really going to make a push here to be a legit number two to Diggs. Eckler time does snag Godwin here, Ryan. Antonio Gibson goes again. I don't want any part of Antonio Gibson. Like, didn't they just pay J.D. McKissick?
Antonio Gibson is definitely on the do not draft list.
I mean, the injury stuff. I like him as a player, but Andrew Robb, feel free to chime in.
Yeah, I feel like we need a live. Maybe the YouTube chat could give Sean and I live scores so far for our team. The entire board is available. So I have Najee Harris, Kyle Pitts, T. Higgins, Jerry Jeudy, Amari Cooper. Sean is rolling out Cooper Kupp, AJ Brown with and Juju with Nick Chubb and Patrick Mahomes. Social media fire. Have we seen any collabs between Juju and Jackson Mahomes yet?
No. You've noticed he's laying low. I think he finally got the message.
I mean, everyone's familiar with the show Ray Donovan. I think Patrick Mahomes hired Ray Donovan to visit his brother.
Do we think Kareem Hunt is going to be a Brown?
I don't know. I don't have much confidence around any sort of opinion on that situation. Other than we love Kareem Hunt, like
yeah.
It feels a little bit like a Colby Ed Cooley situation.
Rashad Bateman, Elijah Moore, Treylon Burks in the sixth round, Brandon Cooks, Michael Thomas, Travis Etienne. What's up with Michael Thomas? Is he coming back to the Saints?
Oh, someone grabbed Drake London in the sixth. Sorry, Sean. I mean, I've heard people say the Ohio State pick was for Michael Thomas. That's really silly. Like, he needed a cub to play with. Mama Bear needs a cub.
Travis Etienne, and to your point, Drake London goes, Ryan, which hurts your eventual Mariota stack. AJ Dillon,
Josh Russ Jacobs,
Danger Russ.
Nah, I was gonna
is
him.
Off the board.
I was gonna stack him. Fuck.
Kramer, what are you doing here?
Just wondering if you're also gonna take Jalen Hurts. Oh no! Look at
that! Wow, Team Ramrod,
fucker.
Really, Ram rods me.
All right. So as much as I don't like Justin Fields and I don't think they're setting him up for success, I do think Darnell Mooney is the clear number one receiver. And we're in the sixth round, Sean. We're at the end of the sixth round. I just took a number one receiver. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, certainly interesting. I know I don't have Jalen Hurts, but I do have Devonta Smith and AJ Brown to stack around him. What? Devonta Smith in the end of the sixth?
Your response to me. I wasn't laughing at your pick. Your pick makes sense. At this point, it shouldn't surprise anyone when you're rolling out Eagles on the fantasy team.
I mean, why wouldn't I?
I mean, the likelihood of you just rolling out another Eagle with your next pick too.
I mean, Dallas Goedert and Miles Sanders both on the board, Ryan. feel like I owe it to the fans to draft as I would. I'm going to throw the listeners a little bit of a curveball. So Devonta Smith goes, I grab him. Matt Stafford goes, Amon St. Brown, and I'm going to draft. This is normally a guy I don't like drafting, but given the situation, I'm going to roll the dice. Ooh. Give me Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the seventh round. If you've noticed, Ryan, I've got Mahomes, Juju, and CEH. So I'm kind of rounding up a decent chunk of the Kansas City offense.
Yeah, I'm going to take, I know we had some offseason work done, but I do need, just like you, I want to snag a running back here. Elijah Mitchell, he's probably perfect for best ball, right? He'll have some weeks. He might miss some time. Who knows? But why would you not take, why is he falling this far, Sean? I guess that's the question. Hmm. People think Trey Sermon's coming back. That dude ain't coming back. They drafted another.
Well,
running back,
I think it's just, you know.
Yeah, but he was good.
Shanahan's right up there with Bill Belichick as far as like you have no idea.
Sure, but it's best ball, so it's like cool.
No. I'm just telling you. If I had to guess, maybe Debo gets a lot of carries. You know, who knows, Ryan? You know what I do know? I mean, just call me Sean Athletic Greens. I've been slamming that stuff. Feel great. Just crush some more hot yoga. Ooh. Feel like my energy is through the roof, and it could be. Because every day I have 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. Just a great way to start your day. Before I have my coffee, I make sure I get the little shaker going, get Athletic Greens in my system. I'm feeling on top of the world, ready for Vegas. Gonna bring some of the AG1 travel packs so I don't fall apart in the desert. And again, I've also been dosing myself with the immune supporting vitamin D. Comes free. You get a free 1 year supply and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/SGP. That's athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Love me those Athletic Greens, Ryan. All right, let's see where we got after Elijah Mitchell, D Hop. Which again, maybe you get lucky and he doesn't end up getting suspended or he appeals it down to 4 games. Dalton Schultz goes, Adam Thielen, Ayuk, Kyler Murray.
His message on social media seemed really authentic. He didn't seem guilty.
They always are like, it was something with the testing. I followed all the rules. Then Dak goes, Tyler Lockett. I love Tyler Lockett, but man, that's just, you know, Pete Carroll is just not going to let him throw the ball. I mean, I understand the use case here at the end of the seventh round, and then Miles Sanders goes to auto drafter. It appears just good. I mean, you know, advanced AI just knows that's a great pick.
Does every team have how many teams don't have a quarterback, Sean?
It's a good question.
I don't have a quarterback, and it looks like team 11 and team 12 don't either. So. Mm.
Trey Lance is available, Ryan. I know you've been a big fan.
Wow, the rushing floor, Sean.
Justin Fields. I know you hate him, but you could pair him with Darnell Mooney, Ryan. He's still available.
I should do that, right? That's a potential.
T.J. Hockenson goes. Wilson, the receiver for the Garrett Wilson, goes as well. Tony Pollard. I mean, Zeke and where did he go in the third? And Pollard in the eighth.
Yeah, what are we doing here, guys?
What
are we doing?
Sky Moore goes. Oh,
that was your guy. You should have grabbed him. You fucked.
Well,
up.
I mean, I think I understand the upside, but Juju, I think you have to just off a like target share.
I mean, when am I supposed to take a quarterback?
I don't know, Ryan. Whenever you want.
What do the rules say about that? Because I mean, on one hand. You know, I think I'm committed to waiting. I think I'm committed to waiting.
Well, and correction, Andrew Robb pointing out that Zeke went in the second.
Jesus.
Shout out to Moonoff.
Just
in
the trash chat, pick.
Just so he doesn't get fined.
Moonoff's a dog. Play the dog sound effect for Moonoff.
Moonoff, what's happening to the Mavs here? Not looking good right now. Reggie Bullock, 0-for-6 on threes. We have him over 2.5. May have jinxed it with my sleeper mojo. All right. Let's catch people up after Sky Moore, Hunter Renfroe, Christian Kirk, Chris Olave, Cordarrelle Patterson, who again, interesting upside for sure. Dallas Goedert goes. Kramer, you're on the clock, and then I'm right after you. Kadarius Toney, that is a horrible pick.
Championship.
I know no one's interested, but let's go Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the guy's the MVP of the league.
Why is he the? I mean, how many? You have two quarterbacks now?
Yeah.
Look at you ruining my strategy. Look at you.
Oh, Christian Watson goes. He was going to be my little sneak
stack there.
Yeah, Robert Woods goes. I'm back on the clock. A lot of interesting options here. Oh, Chase Claypool.
Well, you sound like you need a phone a friend right now, Sean.
No, I'm just there's a lot
you
of
got
options.
A lot of cues.
Yeah, I'm gonna try this strategy. I'm drafting Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. Ooh. With the idea that they're just they don't have amazing receivers. I know they brought in Amari Cooper, but I could see them leaning on that running game, especially early, especially if Watson gets suspended. So,
all right, let's
maybe crazy, but hey, we're drafted in May. Like to go unconventional.
Let's keep going high ceiling pass catchers. Year two, Rondell Moore. We liked him in his first year.
Oh, I love that pick.
And so, just loading up on the pass catchers, Sean. Two running backs for me.
Russell Gage goes.
One tight end and six wide receivers. Still no quarterback. I have a plan, though. I have a plan.
Yeah, Mariota, Daniel Jones, some other trash players. Dude,
people are in the fucking YouTube.
What do you mean?
You're telling them my strategy.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Don't mean to blow up your spot.
Sean's going to take an Eagle. Are there any Eagles left?
No, I mean, smart fantasy drafters just snatched them up.
They listen to the show. You probably should think about a Mahomes stack, right?
That's on my radar.
I think you stack both quarterbacks, right?
Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes? Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
How do you stack Rodgers? Bobby Tonyan?
That's an option.
Just hydrating, Sean. A lot of emotion poured out today.
Yeah. Although some bastard just drafted Alan Lazard and Valdez Scantling back to back. So nice work, wow. Ryan, alerting them to that. Russell Gage also off the board. Damian Harris, Kenneth Walker.
Just a little
ninth round. Interesting, because you could see Pete Carroll just pulling the Colby and running a ball 40 times.
What's your take on Olave?
Melvin Gordon, Michael Gallup.
Can I ask you, though, since the rookies are really flying off the board, what's your take on Chris Olave?
I mean, they gave,
it's tough though that with that offense, right? Couldn't that offense just be trash?
Yeah, but they gave up so much for him. Not only the first round pick, but they traded the Eagles. Like, they gave up a ton for Olave.
Breaking news, Sean.
He is in home. He's at home. Plays in a dome.
Trey Lance is gone.
Dawson Knox also gone.
This is an SGP draft. Trey Lance is not going to the ninth round in most of these.
Yeah. Jamal Williams just went.
I'm playing quarterback chicken with Team 11. He doesn't have one either.
What about Ronald Jones, Ryan? Am I crazy to take him?
No, we've quit him. I've quit him.
Yeah. But if I have,
no,
I'm just loading up on. No,
just do not draft.
He's on the do not draft lift. Chase Claypool, aka Mapletron. He's a fun guy to root for. And especially for best ball, he has some massive spots. Tyler Boyd, Devin Singletary, Deshaun Watson finally goes.
So I do have a nice stable, six pass catchers. I do wonder if it's time to maybe grab another, because to your point, like maybe we do need another. You should definitely stack. I should definitely grab a running back. And do I go quarterback this time or just keep going? Whew. Keep letting it fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about grabbing Deshaun Watson, but now it seems like baseball's fucking it all up and football doesn't want to seem like they're pussies.
Jake saying, is Sammy Watkins washed? What do you think of his
role? I mean, I certainly think him and Aaron Rodgers are going to figure out. I mean, he's a vet. He's going to figure out a way to get on the same page.
Yeah.
With Aaron Rodgers.
Chase Claypool goes. Pat Freiermuth. Ken, I love that pick. love him as a tight end, and I could see him having a big year again. Chase Edmonds goes. Kirk Cousins, Mecole Hardman.
Chase Edmonds, I was 100% going to grab there, but I'm. You know what? I saw Kenneth Walker went a while ago. Did we not see how Rashad Penny closed the season? Sure, he might get hurt. Maybe Kenneth Walker will get some carries, or maybe it's Pete Carroll and he's going to give Penny the carries, and maybe not to the rookie.
I don't need a reason to draft Robert Tonyan, but if you're going to let me stack him with Aaron Rodgers, he only had 2 touchdowns last year. He had 11 his rookie year. You know, Bobby T is going to get a look from old A-Rod.
I don't hate the pick.
You fucking bastard that took Zach Ertz. That was right next to me. God damn it.
They know you like Ertz. That's why they made the pick.
He could be really good, especially in those first 6 weeks with no, DeAndre Hopkins. I'm thinking a shot at Isaiah Spiller again. If Eckler gets banged up, Spiller could be with the like improved Chargers offensive line. I like that the upside. Right,
and I'm gonna they went out of their way to draft this guy. James Cook.
And shout out to Jake for sharing those photos. I think he tweeted or something of James Cook. He just looks like stone cold in these photos, showing no emotion. Gesicki goes. Kramer drafted James Cook.
Where am I at now with my team? Do I have? I have 4 running backs, 6 receivers, and a tight end.
I like that. Comically balanced team.
Flex. Oh wow! I was just glancing at the another site's rankings, and they have Kenneth Walker behind James Cook. Kenneth Walker went rounds ago. Just roster baiting on EV right now.
So Andrew,
Someone took Kenny Galladay. We could have waited. We could have let me get him. We know what's going to happen later.
Damian Pierce goes running back to the Texans. That's an interesting.
I have so many great quarterbacks to select right now. Still, I can just do this all day. I can do this all day, Sean.
Can you, Ryan?
Yeah, Tua's still there. Someone should take Tua. Someone should take Tua. How many?
Where do you think Will Fuller ends up?
I'm done with that guy too. Fuck him.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, at some point you got to do something.
Ooh, Alexander Mattison is still out there. What's the target number for running backs? 4 is usually good, right?
4 or 5. I think it depends on the rest of your team. You know, maybe if I'm.
Well, I think in a weird way, I think I only need 4 because I have Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. So what are the chances they both get injured?
I have 2 bye week 9 guys.
It's not. Although I guess you're right. They do have the same bye week too.
I kind of like having a 5th guy, I think.
Ramondre Stevenson goes, Tim Patrick, Alexander Mattison.
Tim Patrick's a guy that again, like he had noted chemistry with the last quarterback, so I wonder if it's going to carry over.
Yeah. It just feels like that is just going to be such a competitive target share, and Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon running. Like, I just think it's going to be tough for any of those guys to really pop. Yeah. And Albert O, like they seem like they have a ton of options.
All right. Where are we at, Sean? We're coming around.
What's the running back the Jets drafted?
Breece Hall.
Yeah.
But they still had, Michael Carter, who is available, still on the roster. I mean, he was good.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to figure out in my head where he would be worth taking the shot on.
And I do think, I don't know. I mean, there is
Jarvis Landry goes, Jacoby Myers, Ronald Jones goes.
I think if you take a running back that could be like a home run, then it's worth it because it's going to fill a flex spot. It's going to be generating like 20 points a week. Like Rashad White's a good example, right? Leonard Fournette goes down. Like this dude, he popped on the Raz score, Sean. A lot of the fantasy nerds love him, but I mean,
we're talking him into it. Cause right then Michael Carter goes Irv Smith off the board.
I mean, just if we just isolate out to running backs, it is starting to get a little dry out there. I see a couple premium kind of backups and maybe some pass catching guys. The premium backups to me are the guys I would maybe add a 5th because that's a home run type play. I don't know if a pass catcher with a single role is the same type of home run play.
A little tight end run. Irv Smith, Rob Gronkowski, Albert O. Do we need a third quarterback? I forget where we landed on that. I got Mahomes and Rodgers.
No, I don't think you need. Do they have the same bye week?
No.
Then I think you're good. Where are my quarterbacks? I'm just gonna look at the, is it time? Justin Fields went. Son of a bitch. Jamison Crowder. That's a good pick.
Yeah. That's kind of fun. He could be a PPR machine too.
Cole Beasley replacement in Buffalo in that offense. Absolutely love that. A lot of tight ends going right now.
Rashad White. Tua went. Ryan really just staring the gun, looking down the barrel of the gun, trying to figure out, well, will he ever draft a quarterback? Daniel Jones.
Come on. It's Daniel. All right. None of this Danny Dimes bullshit. It's Daniel. Daniel's going to have a year. Daniel's going to have a year.
Ryan takes Daniel Jones. I take Kenny Gainwell, who people forget had 5 touchdowns in his rookie year behind that really good offensive line.
People forget that.
Miles Sanders has been injury prone. I think
Boston Scott still on the roster.
They're not.
Is that just for the Giants game?
Yeah. No. he didn't play as well last year. Dude,
he's focusing on Rocket League now. You
know? They drafted,
first 2 sports star.
You know, this they didn't bring in. They drafted him for a reason.
Yeah, I'm also just messing with you because you taking an Eagle and then fighting with me to justify it is funny.
I'm taking a shot on DJ Chark in Detroit.
Yeah, he's a pro.
He's a pro's pro in a dome. You know, we've seen a couple of these Detroit receivers pop fantasy wise. Jacksonville was a complete disaster. It's funny, like everyone's in on Trevor Lawrence, but not the other guys in Jacksonville, or the guys that were in Jacksonville last year.
I mean, same could be said about Jared Goff
and Kramer drafts Trevor Lawrence. JK
fixing my quarterback room just like that. I'm good. I'm probably going to take a third quarterback with these guys.
Yeah, you got a couple of scrubs. Right. I'm just going. Why do you have to be?
You don't have to attack. It's just going to hurt more when when Daniel is lighting up the league.
Ryan, speaking of attacks, you don't want your internet traffic, to be attacked. I mean, you want a nice, safe, secure browsing experience. That's why you got to get a VPN like IPVanish. I love IPVanish. I've been traveling. Went down to Mexico. You know, again, the password at the Wi-Fi place was Nachos21. You don't think someone can hack that? Just flip of a switch. I'm on the VPN. I'm safe, secure. Can do my online banking with confidence. Whatever sort of other deviant things I'm up to on the internet, it's between me and the internet. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. That's what you need. Your privacy. You need your safety. You need your security. Again, you wouldn't announce, "Hey, here's where I live, and I keep my door unlocked." And why would you do it online? IPVanish.com/SGP. Use that promo code SGP. Get 70% off their yearly plan. IPVanish.com/SGP and a 30-day money back guarantee. So again, I know my audience, you guys want to check out IPVanish, get set up with a VPN. And again, give it 30 days. If you don't like it for whatever reason, feel free to cancel. But I would be surprised if you did. All right. Catching people up. David Bell, receiver for the Browns. Hines, of course, running back for the Colts. KJ Osborne, Algier, running back on the Falcons. Van Jefferson for the Rams. Jameis Winston goes. And now these are some fun late stacks with Jameis Winston, Zach Wilson, Jared Goff. We're getting a little late quarterback run here, Ryan.
I mean, people are, they just want to like put a bow on it, grab a guy before it gets real trashy.
Yeah.
See, I feel like they're taking the wrong guys, though. I feel like there's still some guys.
We'll tell people who is the right guy.
I'm going to wait till my pick because you gave out my strategy, and I'm just let's hold on to it.
Hold on to it.
I'm just starring guys right now. Going through the list, putting some stars on guys, so I'm nice and prepared when it comes my time. Corey Davis this late is crazy. Why are we forgetting about him?
Yeah. Corey Davis has some
dog
in him, and especially if you're stacking him with Zach Wilson. But
what were you gonna say?
I was just complaining about Reggie Bullock, 0-6 now. Daryl Henderson goes. Odell Beckham, the boat trip himself, goes. Doesn't have a team, coming off an ACL. But you know, again, if you're drafting for a team that's in the playoffs, maybe he's the guy that could carry you. Tyler Higbee go. I admittedly thought Odell was cooked.
Yeah, my bad on that. Fucking guy. So he was so good. Wasted talent. Just wasted talent.
George Pickens goes. Receiver for the Steelers. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, they know how to pick them, right? They know how to pick them. They know how to pick ins. Yeah, they're just good. They're good at picking receivers. So you got to trust that they're going to make this one good too. The quarterback's a question, but in Tomlin, we trust.
Logan Thomas, Andrew Robb, is Logan Thomas ever going to be back to his old self? Like I don't think he'll be there for a while.
I think the expectation is he'll make it all the way back. I don't think he'll be back before the season.
Yeah. Tolbert goes, receiver for Dallas. Matt Ryan goes, KJ Hamler goes, my guy. Antonio Pierce goes, receiver for the, or sorry, Alec Pierce, receiver for the Colts. Kramer's on the clock.
We get a little quiet stack Marvin here. Jones. I know that he wasn't brought in by the current regime, but
it's always scary.
What do we say about him? Professional fucking wide receiver, and he produces. So he built chemistry last year with the quarterback. That matters.
Bless you, Ryan.
Sorry. Again, a lot of emotion poured out today.
I'm going to go Hunter Henry, tight end, New England. 50 catch, a pretty solid season. A little underrated.
How many tight ends are you going to take? Jesus Christ.
I have two. I should probably have three. It's not that crazy, right?
Taysom Hill staring us down the barrel. Oh shit. Is it my turn to pick yet?
Nope. I'm on the clock. Ooh, a lot of interesting options here. Do I roll the dice? Try and take, Byron Pringle now on the Bears.
I think it's just when in doubt, you take a pass catcher, right?
Yeah. I'm not high on him, but Sammy Watkins, there's a chance it works out. And now that I have Aaron Rodgers.
That's a pretty, I mean, you didn't sound super stoked about that.
No, but I mean, in the 15th round, I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah. So with Kyle Pitts, I can be patient. I think when he goes, but you read about it, the recovery is on schedule and, high ceiling guy, Logan Thomas.
No, you're taking him.
Yeah, I mean, I have Kyle Pitts, so I don't need him right away. I just need him to get back and put up points to. Oh, and they have the same bye week. Fuck. Got the grid in front of me.
Why have these printout grids if you're going to ignore them?
Too much emotion poured out this weekend.
What place did our sponsored soccer team get?
Second.
So you explained to the girls first losers.
Mm-mm. We had a talk. It was a great season.
Was it?
It was.
Shout out to our gals, the original our gals, Khalil Herbert. Damn it.
I was looking at him.
You know, he's one of those guys. I should have tossed in my queue. There's a chance he ends up RB1 for sure. That's a great pick by Team Ramrod. Josh Palmer goes, Hayden Hurst goes, Robbie Anderson, Will Fuller goes.
Robbie Anderson's off the list too.
Although I don't know, I love that guy. Gerald Everett goes, so he was one of my third tight end options that has been picked. What about Evan Ingram, Ryan? Is this finally the Evan Ingram year?
No, he's trash.
I got a hell of a pick loaded up in the queue. It's not on anyone's radar.
No one's radar.
Donovan Peoples-Jones, who I always liked, but maybe it was just a Baker connection. I don't know how he does with Amari Cooper in there, but no Landry, so maybe there is a role for him. Gus Edwards, Davis Price, running back for the Niners.
He's the guy that they drafted this year.
Yeah. So again, great pick this late because
he'll score a couple weeks, right?
Yeah. He could end up being the guy. Reggie Bullock, 0-for-6 from three, Ryan. 0-for-9 from the field.
Moonoff.
Moonoff, come see me in the office.
Step into my office.
Kendrick Bourne of the Pats.
How many picks do we have left?
James Robinson. In the 16th round, I could definitely see, as a guy who witnessed a number of Doug Peterson's offenses, I could definitely see James Robinson.
He's fun. All right, how many picks do we have left, Sean? Remind the audience. Oh, we only have 3 picks left? Hmm. Tricky, tricky. All right, I'm going. I got to get a third quarterback and a third tight end.
Njoku goes. Well, again, you know, I definitely understand the case. Duvernay goes, receiver for the Ravens. Again, I mean, a lot of opportunity there.
Who signs Julio?
I think he goes to the Colts. That was the last I heard.
What about AJ Green with the D hops? Is he washed up?
I think he's kind of cooked, but.
Okay.
I think it could be Zach Ertz or, you know, JD McKissick goes.
I'm up in two, but this draft really flew by, Sean.
Yeah, super fun. Thank you, everyone, for hopping in the draft.
Taysom Hill staring at us.
Taysom Hill is staring at us. I got to get a ruling, though. What, like, how his points actually count?
He's a tight end.
But so if he started as a quarterback, you still get points for him in the tight end spot.
Yeah, yeah. They'd probably make some like the nerdy.
How's the slot? It,
all right. Thank you for not taking Evan Ingram.
AJ Green goes. Oh, you took Evan Ingram, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'm taking second round pick for the Arizona Cardinals, Trey McBride. They drafted him because I think internally maybe they're not as high on Zach Ertz. You've seen those like 10, 11 catch games for Ertz. He's had some injury stuff. I mean, there's a world where Trey McBride really pops.
This team's turning into a hilarious Jacksonville squad.
Okay, I'm on the clock. All right. I only have one guy in my queue. And shout out to Andrew for turning me on to him. But Romeo Dubs, D-O-U-B-S, receiver for Green Bay, rookie.
Yeah.
And again, you know, Rogers, not normally a guy who likes rookies. He likes seasoned vets, but I'm taking any sort of pass catcher I can stack with him, especially this late.
All right. So do I stack another guy with Danny Dimes or do I stack?
No, you know, you guys don't have a good offense.
Doug P is smart. He'll get the ball into LaVisca Chenault's hands.
I love Chenault. Dude, listen and to James Robinson. I love him.
Listen to this. I have Trevor. Trevor Lawrence. I have Marvin Jones, LaVisca Chenault, and Evan Ingram.
Again, if their defense is really bad, this is crazy. Ryan Tannehill is going to go undrafted.
That's because they took a third round quarterback, Sean.
He's so in his head.
All right, what do we do with the? All right, so I have 2 quarterbacks, I have 4 running backs, I have 8 wide receivers, I have 3 tight ends. Andrew or someone in the chat, tell me, what do I do with my next pick? What do you think, Sean? 2 quarterbacks, 4 running backs, 8 wide receivers, 3 tight ends.
Who are your quarterbacks?
Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I think you would need a third quarterback.
Okay, Sean says quarterback. What does the chat say? Oh, Nico Collins, great pick here. All right, I love that. I considered taking him. I took the stack instead. Love that pick. By the way, Sean, Jacksonville, week 17 at Houston. Let's fucking go. I should have taken Nico as my bring back.
Yeah, that why stack. Did you not?
Fuck. Oh, I
Jamal
like
Jamal Williams goes.
The Jacksonville onslaught lineup. Let's go.
You forget how much I think the Texans kind of took care of us a couple times. So I have 2. I have 2 guys in my queue. I'm almost assured I'm going to get one of them. Both rookies.
You think I definitely need a quarterback?
No. Davis Mills goes.
I see
Tannehill goes.
I see one answer. That's a quarterback.
Devonta Foreman. Wendell Robinson goes. Whew. Oof. Nico Collins, receiver 1. Let's go.
Ooh, love the Robinson pick. They drafted him for a reason. All right. So what do we, Do I have definitely a quarterback, Sean? Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence. I'm confident in them. Isn't the point to be like high ceiling? If they don't hit, then I'm fucked anyway. Isn't that the way you play the game?
Go
you
for
play
it.
To win the game. Oh, I started my talk up too early. D'Ernest Johnson still out there. James White, old regular, still out there. Yeah. Chuba's still out there. Mark Ingram. What do we think about the Saints being a team that runs just 40 carries a game? Couldn't that be what if they only passed to, what if they gave Colby what he wants, like something near the triple option, and they just, there's only like 20 passes a game. That's what scares me off Olave. Honestly, I think they could be, they have a defensive coach, Sean. It's not the craziest thought that they have Mitchell Trubisky in the last round's pretty solid. It wouldn't be the craziest thing to think that the Saints are going to try to play ball control and defense. I mean, it would throw people for a curve because Jameis Winston's your quarterback, but you sprinkle in some Taysom Hill, kind of have that identity.
So Mac Jones goes, Mitch Trubisky, Sony Michel, Julio goes.
Andrew says I should take a running back.
Oh, Justin Ross goes.
I like that. He's telling me to go for it.
Quez Watkins goes. That's always fun. Kramer, you're on the clock.
You want to think? You don't want another pick? The championship pick. Haven't we heard the Josh Jacobs new coaching staff? Shit. Give me Zamir White.
You fucking piece of shit. I had him in my queue.
Whoa. Just pure attack. Love the pick. You know, he's a dog, literally from Georgia. I have James Cook, and I brought them back together to be on my team with James Cook and White enraged. Playing together. Championship pick. Thank you. The chat. I appreciate the applause in advance.
I drafted Isaiah McKenzie, but that's bullshit, Ryan. You know it. It's Bush League move.
I mean, you didn't say
stealing
it.
Stealing a guy's pick.
I'm that good. Draft and day, baby.
Justin Ross, the Kansas City rookie receiver, was my other one. Nice pick, Kramer. Yeah, of course. Kramer listens to our show. He heard that we gave out Zamir White 66-1 for rookie of the year.
Hold on. Should we recap our teams?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
My last team I had Lamar Jackson and Daniel Jones. 100% Daniel Jones ownership, I think, so far.
This is a fun team. So I have Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. Running backs, Nick Chubb, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Spiller, Kenny Gainwell. Receivers, Cooper Kupp, AJ Brown, Juju, Devonta Smith, DJ Chark, Sammy Watkins, Romeo Dubs, and Isaiah McKenzie. And the tight end room, Robert Tonyan, Hunter Henry, and Trey McBride. Very happy with my team.
Well done, Sean. My team, quarterback Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence, running back Najee Harris, Elijah Mitchell, Rashad Penny, James Cook, Zamir White, wide receiver Sean. This is where you're going to be impressed. T. Higgins, Jerry Jeudy, Amari Cooper, Darnell Mooney, Kadarius Toney, Rondell Moore, Marvin Jones, Laviska Shenault, Kyle Pitts, Logan Thomas, and Evan Ingram are the tight ends. Holy athletic, a lot of athletes. Dick Olsen would be proud. If I could get do we have the projection score grades? Did I win?
No, I'm sure. Right. This is when you win.
Wow. You speak to the GM of draft day that way.
Yes, exactly.
Draft day two.
Richard Gerstberger saying Kramer, Tyrod Taylor.
That's not funny.
You should have drafted him.
Tyrod is here to mentor Daniel Jones. All right.
Oh man.
Sean it's going to hurt so good. When Daniel Jones and the Dabes Express, I think Dabes Express is the working title.
Dabes Express, indeed. All right, hey guys, thank you for tuning in the podcast. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/merchmonday. Submit your review for the Sports Gambling Podcast. Going to be giving away free gear every Monday.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Check us out. We'll be in Vegas tomorrow through Wednesday. So much action going on. So much content. Download that app. Toss us a rating and review on that app as well. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Good drive, Sean.
Kramer, let it rock.